In the holidays, we need buns for Christmas presents. We need all sorts of different things. And the Lord says, what? I'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Well, isn't the main reason why we need is because we need him so that we can get all those supplies and everything? And that's what I wanted to sing about today. I hope this is not too loud. Okay,
it's good.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Now, she was singing about, "All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord."
Thank you, Jesus.
And the song was all about that. And I can't help but I'm reminded of some of the things that God was speaking to me recently, last couple of days. How many miracles did Jesus perform that were for him?
How many what now?
How many miracles did Jesus perform that were for him?
None.
Yeah, right. He didn't perform any great. What about the first one he did? Who was that for? Remember the first one he did?
Yeah.
What was it? Yeah, you're nodding. What was the first miracle he did?
Turn the water into wine.
Turn the water into wine. And that was for what?
For a wedding.
For a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was for the groom.
Right.
Say.
Mm-hmm.
Bride say. Company say, right. What about all the people who came to him to be healed? I mean, if you think about it, he didn't really do anything for himself. So when we do mighty works in the name of the Lord, it's not for us.
Right.
It's for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for others. Actually, it's not for him. Yeah, it's for others. Right?
Yeah.
It's for others. It's ministering to others. How do our needs get met? Didn't he have needs?
Father supply.
What?
Father supply.
The Father supply. Look at John 4. Look at John 4. John 4 is a very familiar passage. Okay. Jesus is going with his disciples, and they decide to take a shortcut back to Galilee. They're going through Samaria, right? And while they're going through Samaria, they come to a village called Sychar. Can anyone find that place and start reading from that place? From there?
Verse 5.
Okay.
Then come into the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Okay, that's open right there, okay? Let's see now. This is the sixth hour. What time is the sixth hour? Anybody know?
15, 20.
It's noon. It's about noon.
Okay.
Okay? It's about noon. About eating time, right? It's lunchtime, right? It's about noon. They're traveling, and Jesus gets weary. Right? And so he comes to the well, and he sits down at the well. He's weary. All right? Now we find out later on that the disciples went where?
Into the city to buy.
Yeah. To buy what?
Something to eat.
Something to eat, right? Yeah, they're going to get something to eat, right? Let's go to old McDonald's and pick up some food. But wait a minute. These are Samaritans. They don't have a McDonald's. What do they have? I don't know. Let's go see. Now, they go in and they say, okay, we got to get Jesus some food. He's weary, right? He's expended his energy, right? He doesn't go in with them. That tells you how tired he was, right? They go get some food to come back and feed it so it has enough energy to continue the journey. Right? So, here's Jesus sitting down at the well. He's tired.
Amen.
You know, you get kind of faint. You ever gotten to that place where you work, you go and do things, and you don't eat, maybe? You miss a meal?
Mm-hmm.
and you get a little faint, and you're just kind of like, down here. I'm tired. I'm weary. I need a little something to get me going again.
And not only, they didn't travel like we travel. Yeah. We could just get in our car and we could just talk.
Yeah, they were walking.
They walked.
Yeah. And what did Jesus do? He usually missed breakfast, apparently. You know, he'd get up early in the morning and go out and pray, right?
Yeah.
And they come find him and say, everybody's looking for you. What are you doing here? You know, well, we got to move on and go somewhere else. So come on, let's go. Just don't even go back among the people. I got to go somewhere else. But if we go back there, they won't let us go, you know. So he would thank God, I guess, off the business. So about lunchtime, he's ready to eat.
Yeah.
And he's been walking a lot, and he had been, because he was going through Samaria. Probably the disciples kind of hurried him along. Let's get through this place, you know. And so he comes to Sychar, and he's like, okay, that's it. I got to sit down. I'm a little weak. Right? I'm a little weak. I got to sit down. So he sits down. Well, he won't even go into the city with me, so we, okay. And they go into the city. So we'll get him some food and bring it back. We'll feed him and go on, you know. Right? Why didn't they just go on and leave him there? They could just go on. He could just come on whenever, right? Why didn't they do that? Because they were disciples. They followed him, right? If he's not moving, we can't go anywhere, right? He's their disciple. They followed him, right? I'm joking. No, I'm joking. Okay.
Hey, but there's a little truth to that.
You know, you can't go on without Jesus. You got to stop and wait for him, right? So, anyway, so he's sitting there. You know, y'all know the story, right? The woman comes. He has a conversation with her, right? And, you know, he asked for some water, and we still don't even know if he ever got any water from her, right? See, they got to talking, and we don't even know if he ever got any water from her. But they're talking, and he says some things to her, and it just really impacts her in a big way. She goes back, does all the speaking about it. And when she leaves, the disciples come walking up. They finally got some food. Okay, they found the Burger King that was open. That they could eat it, yeah. And so they came back with the food, and they're offering it to Jesus. And what did Jesus tell them?
I have food.
Come on.
They thought that he had eaten or something the way he, you know, the way they left him, he was really weary and tired.
Yeah.
Come back, he just all, you know, they said, wait a minute. And he told me, he said, I have food you know not of, you know.
There you go. And when they heard that, they said, okay, who gave you food? Who's been holding out? John, you've been holding out on us, right? John was there, probably still there with him. John, did you give him a candy bar? Did you give him a Snickers? Yeah. You've been holding out on us, John. You had some food. And you gave it to him, and now he's okay, and we had to go into the food, and then
Samaritan's
place, and get food. Yeah. That wasn't fun, and we could have been all right already.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, that's not what happened. He said, that's not what happened.
Come on now.
What did happen? Where did he get the food? Where did he get the nourishment?
The joy of the Lord was his strength. He got joy. But he was able to minister to this woman.
Whoa.
Like it was a divine appointment.
Listen to that.
She had a divine appointment.
Listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I must need go through.
Yep. That's it. Now. Yeah, that's it. It was joy. I want to come back to that a minute. Don't let me forget that, because I want to come back to that. But as he was sitting there, he didn't have to do a miracle to supply his need, did he? What does it say? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and what?
These things.
All these things shall be added to you. Now, what does all these things refer to in Matthew 6? What does all these things refer to?
The things we need.
He's just been talking about it, okay? He talked about the birds of the air, the sower reap. He talked about the flowers of the field. What had he been talking? What is he talking about? He says all these things are added to
physical things that you need physically on this earth.
Food, drink,
very good,
clothing.
Yeah.
Those three things he talked about. He says, If you seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Food, clothing, drink, right? When Jesus was sitting at the well and the lady came up, what was he seeking?
Water.
What was Jesus seeking? He was seeking water, right? But then she was, I'm not sure about it. You're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, I'm not sure what's going on here, right? So then what did he do? Instead of seeking the water, he started
ministering.
He started ministering to her by what? He talked about what?
About what?
What did he talk about?
Living water.
Living water. He started talking about the kingdom of God.
Jesus.
To her, didn't he?
Yep.
Didn't he talk about the kingdom of God to her? God's righteousness to her, the way God wants things to be. That's God's righteousness, right? The way God wants things to be. He started talking about that to her, right? He wanted to find the kingdom of God within her. He wanted to find God's righteousness within her.
Yeah.
He wanted to bring all that out, right?
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is within you, right? Mm-hmm. He said, I want to find that kingdom of God. I want to see that kingdom of God, bring it out in her. Yeah. Well, what does it say? You see first the kingdom of God
and his
righteousness. What will happen?
All these things.
What are all these things?
Food,
physical, water, food, clothing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Physical. Yeah. So he's sitting there, he's weary, right? He seeks the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what happens?
It was added to him.
Yeah.
You got it.
Exactly. He didn't have to eat it, did he? It was just added to it. You see? He didn't have to do a miracle. A miracle was done for it. God will take care of our needs.
Amen.
Yeah.
God will take care of our needs.
Amen.
All right? When I heard that, when I was listening to you talk, I was listening to this, magnify the Lord. Mm-hmm. Listen to that song, right? All we need is the Lord.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, well, how do we get our needs met? How do we get our needs? We don't do a miracle, so how do we get them?
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Well, we got seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, right?
Yep.
And we're going to get basic things, right? Food, clothing, and water, drink.
Yep.
Okay? But what about other things we might need? Well, we want to help somebody else.
Yep.
Or whatever, right? And I got to thinking about it. Because I've been talking about this a lot. Seven times in John 14 through 16.
Yep.
Seven times Jesus says what? He says what? Seven times. This is important. He says it seven times. It's important. So it's important.
Receive the word, wasn't it?
Huh?
Receive the word.
No.
Ask.
Huh?
Ask. Yes.
Ask. Who's supposed to ask?
The Lord.
Say it loud. Come on, man. You're getting it right, but make it loud. We ask the Lord. I'm not supposed to go ask my uncle.
No.
I'm not supposed to go ask my children. I'm not supposed to ask my friend, my neighbor, the bank. Who am I supposed to ask?
Now, he may use your uncle. He may use you, but you ask the Lord.
But you ask the Lord, right?
Amen.
And who supplies it?
The Lord.
The Lord. Say it loud, man. You're getting it right. Good. Good. Got it right. Exactly. Who gives it to us? Like Mary says, the conduit may be different every time.
Yeah.
But the Lord is the one who puts it in the conduit to get to
Amen.
Us, right?
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
It's the Lord. So we ask the Lord in whose name?
Jesus'
name. So how do we get our needs met if we don't do a miracle for ourselves?
Lord.
You ask the Lord, right?
Yeah.
And if he has to do a miracle to get it to you, he will
do it.
He'll do it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, we're sitting in a good place, aren't we? And we're sitting in a really good place, right?
Amen.
We are sitting in a good place. Wow. Anyway, kind of blew me away. All I need is God. You know, all I need is God.
And it's so simple.
And it is so simple, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
It is so simple. Yeah. And we can relax, okay? And we can say, okay, Lord, I'm going to ask you, in the name of Jesus, pull on his account. You know, write a check on, you know, Jesus' account. Sign your name. Oh, put his name at the top. Sign your name underneath. Okay, this is what I need.
Right.
Yeah. All right? Mm-hmm. We know we got it. Because the money's already in there. It's already deposited. I'm saying money, but you don't get anything we ask, right?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he did say anything,
mm-hmm.
right? Whatsoever. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't Bill Gates we're talking about. This isn't a billionaire. This is the creator of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too hard for him, is there?
Amen.
Nothing's too hard for him.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing is too hard for him.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, Ray, along with that, thanks to Scripture. I can't remember what it
is. Yeah, come on.
The Old Testament. That's the one thing that ticks the Lord off the most is for people to think something's too hard for him.
Amen.
Yeah. Is there anything
too hard for God?
One last thing. We've got to close up here. This is a really good one. I was talking to my daughter last night, and she was talking about the upcoming election. And she's just going, I don't know if I can even vote this time. I'm not even sure I can even vote. I said, yeah, I know where you're coming from. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know, I've been in this business for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very seldom that you ever come to an election where, man, we got a clear, good choice. Yeah, this guy's a really good guy. He hasn't done anything wrong. He's perfect. We can vote for him and feel good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It never works out that way, does it? There's always somebody got something, you know. And I said, you're going to be faced with that choice over and over again, every election you come to. And I got to thinking, you're talking about nothing too hard for God, right? Y'all remember when Abraham was called by God to leave where he lived, leave his family, and come down to Canaan? Remember that? Now, God looked around real hard until he found the perfect man to be the father of his nation, right?
Yeah.
He looked real hard. He found Abram. He was the perfect man. He was nothing wrong with him. He was just right. He's just what we need. And so Abram was chosen. He was 75 years old. So he's in prime of life.
No, he wasn't in prime of life.
75 is not in the prime of life. But anyway, he chose Abram. And Abram left and he came down. And he was a perfect guy. Never made any mistakes. And so everything went smoothly, right?
No.
That's not right?
No.
Well, you mean Abraham had a few flaws?
Look at the mess the Middle East is in
that. Okay. All right. Well, that's an interesting thing. Yeah. Abram was full of flaws. In fact, he has a pretty bad one. Would you want to be his wife? I mean, look how he treated Sarah.
He skinned quite a lot when Sarah was concerned. Whoa. He went somewhere. He said, tell her you're my sister.
Yeah. He did that twice.
But he wasn't actually totally lying. She was.
Yeah. But that's not the way you want to be treated if you're somebody's wife, is it?
And plus, they took her like a harem and stuff.
Even the center man said, wait a minute, you on me, God?
Yeah.
Your man lied. That's when I was taking her into my bedroom. Your man lied.
Yeah,
I didn't lie. I mean, I hadn't done nothing wrong. You need to check him out.
Yeah. So I'll end it with this, you know. And, you know, God, whenever he chooses, whenever he elects someone,
amen.
He never had the choice of someone perfect.
Right.
Someone who's not. Everybody he chooses has got flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Everybody he chooses has got flaws, but he chooses to work with them, through them, in them.
Amen.
All right?
Right.
To do the things that he thinks to accomplish. So when you do vote, if you decide to vote this time, just remember, God can work through anybody, even those with bad, bad flaws. Okay? And, you know, it's not just this time, it's just every time. You know, every election. Every young person who comes along and wants to do something in the church, they got flaws. You know, they're going to make mistakes. And if they got the best of intentions, which they always do, but you're going to make mistakes. So just remember that. Have faith in God.
Yeah.
You know, you can't put your faith in a man. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the food that you provided so abundantly. We thank you so much for this fellowship, this wonderful fellowship. We thank you so much for it. We appreciate each other. And how we lift up and build up one another and speak to one another. And we learn from one another. We thank you for that, God. Bless our food, Father. Bless our time together. We go about and do your will in all things.
Amen.
Amen. Happy New Year. There you go.